Time to continue our talk with Barb Avers, Waterfowl Management Specialist for the DNR. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, if you don't mind, Barb, I'd like to talk about what's changed as far as ducks this year, or what the limits are about some of the specific unique species. For instance, canvasbacks. What's the limit this year on that?
Yeah, canvasback, no change from last year, so you can take two canvasbacks this year. That's the daily bag. You know, we do have some restrictive bag limits on some duck species. I'll run through all of those.
Yeah.
Only four of the six duck limit can be mallards, and only two of those can be hen mallards. Three wood ducks, three scaup, or bluebills, some people call them, two redheads, two pintails, two canvasbacks, and one black duck. So that's the species restrictions we're looking at this year.
With a total number of ducks equaling six.
Yep.
For your daily bag limit.
Yep. That's a six duck bag limit. And so any species that doesn't have a specific restriction means you can take six daily.
Well, thank you for clarifying that, Barb. If you don't mind, could we finish up talking about this year's early teal season? This was the third and final experimental year. I have really enjoyed having early teal season. It's just nice to be out there on September 1st in a long sleeve T-shirt, so to speak. What is your thoughts on early teal season, how it wrapped up this year? Third year, do you think we're going to have another one?
Well, you know what I can tell you thus far? We're still collecting all the information from our observations that we did during this year's September 1 through 7 early teal season. So I don't have a really good idea yet, but it does look like our hunters were pretty well behaved this year, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't see very much non-target attempts or non-target harvest, which is what we're looking at. Basically, we just need to make sure that our hunters are actually shooting teal and not shooting at other species. So this year, you know, thus far, the data's still rolling in, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Our first year, 2014, we did really well, too. We hit all of the requirements that we needed to. It was last year, 2015, we were a bit too high on our non-target harvest. And so we'll have to see what all three of those years look like once we combine them all together, and we'll go from there. But, you know, I remain pretty optimistic and hopeful that we'll be able to continue this early teal season, because it is a great early season opportunity for our waterfowl hunters.
Well, Barb, I really appreciate your time today, and we'd like to touch base with you in a couple weeks, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Barb Avers, waterfowl specialist for the state of Michigan Department of Natural Resources, and this is the Outdoor Show.